Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
You know how they're saying that face masks really don't protect you from the virus particles?
I'm wondering if somebody who has
the coronavirus, let's say they're asymptomatic, but let's say, I mean, because this virus does infect the intestines as well, because it...
Many of them have complained of digestive issues, that is true.
If somebody is a chronic crop duster, are they spreading the virus that way?
Yes, big fatty.
Wait a minute. I lost the conversation. Did you buy the crop duster? Do you mean like someone has colitis?
Well, just gas.
Farting. Yeah, farting a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wow, that's crazy.
You mean that you'd have to blow that gas through your underwear and your pants, though?
Right, but probably neither is blocking the virus from going through.
Right.
Yeah, the virus can get through microscopic spaces.
Unless you're wearing P90 mask underwear.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty.
The chronic crop duster.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3218 of the BFO for Monday the 8th of June 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I don't think I heard a single one of your straight boyfriends in. Well, they better get on it. Yes, Big Fatty, oh, get on it. That sounds vulgar. Recoverers, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, y'all, I am fully recovered from the sour stomach, and I'm happy to report that I checked on Durwood after I recorded last time I talked to you was Thursday. I checked with him, and He is back to normal also. In fact, the way I knew he was back to normal is because he went out and bought him some fried chicken gizzards. Oh, Big Fatty, did he shat himself and then go get up? Dig, I see y'all. Last time I talked to you was Thursday afternoon when I recorded the Fall Right little show. Y'all, like I said, I checked on Durwood, doing just fine, and y'all, that just made me feel so much better. Y'all, we decided we think that some of the bacon grease that I used, you know, to kind of, you have in the air fryer, you have to, things that don't have, you know, grease already in them, you got to put some on it so that it can crisp up. And the okra didn't have any on it, so I just kind of drizzled some bacon grease over the top of it. And y'all, we think that some of the bacon grease may have been old. Oh, Big Fatty. We think that's what started it all. And but y'all, regardless, our systems have been cleared. Big Fatty, is that what you call it? Well, Yes, I that is exactly what I call it. And y'all, I feel so much better. I've got my appetite back. Yes, Big Fatty, eating like a pig once again. And it's just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, then Thursday evening, y'all, there's a knock at my door. Big Fatty, was it a gentleman called? No, at the actual door. Oh, y'all, it's young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by to check on Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. And he determined that I had entirely too much wine in the villa, so he took it upon himself to help remedy that situation. And but y'all, we just called up. It was just real nice to chit-a-chat with him and all. Y'all, you know, I had been watching that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the celebrity, and y'all, Thursday night was the finale, and y'all, that Anderson Cooper, y'all, he won $500,000 on it, and he had that Andy Cohan as his helper, and then they switched positions, and I think Andy won $64,000 or something like that. So, y'all, it was a good run of that. I hope that they're going to be bringing that back. And, y'all, that brings me to something else. Y'all, on AMC, they've got a limited series called Quiz. It's called Quiz. And, y'all, the first episode played last week, and the second episode was playing Sunday night. Y'all, you can probably get them online and all. But, y'all, it's about there was a scandal with the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire over there in the UK. And that's what this is all about. Now, y'all, it's really quite good. I've just watched the first episode, and the second is set to record Sunday night. So, y'all, put that in your VRC if you're interested in the quiz programs. Anyway, Thursday night was, I don't recall it being, terrible, I don't remember a whole lot about, for right either, thank goodness you've got a little show so you can tell us that you don't remember shit. Well, it is true. Y'all, I did get out on for right and get in my 10,000 steps, and it was y'all, it was muggy though. Y'all, it's muggy, and y'all, I came back here to the villa, and y'all, I had pulled out some cube steak. I was going to make me some smothered, as my mother would call it, smothered steak. And y'all, all it is you just slice up half an onion and kind of caramelize that, and you get some cube steak and salt and pepper it and flour it and put it in that glazed or those caramelized onions, and you just kind of brown it. And y'all, then I take the extra flour and I mix it with water to make a thick gravy and pour it in there and just kind of let it slow cook for a while. Y'all, you got to put lots of water in it, because that all that flour in there makes it real thick. But y'all, that's what makes it good. And so I cooked that. And y'all, as I was working on the onions, y'all, I kept hearing this noise. I went, "What is that?" I couldn't tell what it was. And I said, "It sounds like it's raining." But y'all, right before I walked in the kitchen, I looked out the window in the love chamber, and y'all, it was overcast, but you know, it wasn't raining or anything. Y'all, I walked and looked out the front door. Y'all, it was a monsoon. It was one of those popcorn. It was one of those popcorn showers. And that had popped up. Y'all, by the way, and I don't remember if this was Thursday or Friday. It may have been Thursday. Veda. Old Veda stopped by for a visit, and we just called up a little bit. He brought me a little something he had gotten at the coal mine that he thought I might like, and I said, "Thank you for calling." And but we had a nice little conversation, and he stayed, oh, I don't know, he probably stayed a half hour, 45 minutes, something like that. And then he was off because he had to, I don't know what he had to do. Y'all, he's getting a new air conditioner, And so, yeah. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the fat people don't like to not have air conditioning. It's true. But anyway, y'all, for right night, y'all, I caught up on all of my Family Feud, the Celebrity Family Feud. So I'm all current. I'm all current right now on that. Y'all, the only thing I had left in my, what am I trying to say? My TiVo was Fosse Verdon. That was a miniseries on FX that came out back in the fall sometime, and I just hadn't gotten around to watching it. But, y'all, so I thought about watching that, and y'all, I was just jumping around because I didn't want to watch any news or anything like that. I'm trying to stay away from the news, not to be ignorant, but just for my own mental health. And y'all, it's helped. It has helped. And so y'all, I stumbled on to great performances on the PBS, and y'all, it was like a Broadway show, and it was that Christian Boyle. Oh, Big Fatty, maybe we should lance it. No, not that kind of Boyle. The guy from the Book of Mormon. It was that Andrew Rannells. And y'all, they were homosexuals. Beh, that ain't no surprise there. But y'all, and it was this show, and it was a musical, and I just started watching it. It was really quite good, and I thought it was, you know, I didn't know when I came in on the program or anything, but y'all, I thought it was coming to an end, and y'all, it was the end of Act One. And so, y'all, I was up till 12:30 a.m. in the morning watching the completion of the play, and y'all, it was the falsettos, and y'all, they may be repeating that. So if you like that, I know that's Steve the Tata and the Robs and Alex Levere, they all enjoy the theater, and that Joey Bukkake, but you know, check it out. You know, it was complimentary. So y'all, I slept fine Friday night, got up Saturday, and y'all, Saturday, y'all, it was just, excuse me, y'all, I ate some pretzels earlier, and they're kind of coming up on me. Bleh, very kind of like that salmon. But anyway, got up Saturday. And what did I do? I don't know what I did. Y'all, I finished up my country ham biscuits and red eye gravy. Y'all, it was so good. So good. And then I don't know. Y'all, I can tell I was feeling better because I was eating everything in sight. Beh, ready, Volga. And y'all, I didn't do any nipple walking on Saturday because, y'all, it was just too hot and humid. And it was too much. It was too much. And, y'all, then I got a call. I got a call Saturday afternoon. Well, I'll take that back. Saturday morning, I took out, you know, a while back, I bought a rack of ribs at the Von's East. Y'all, it was like $6 for a giant rack of St. Louis-style ribs. That's the big ones. And so I'd taken them out, and y'all, I didn't feel like going out and firing up the grill. So y'all, I put some seasoning on them, and I kind of baked them in the oven, you know, to cook them. And y'all, then I cranked the oven up to broil, and I put some barbecue sauce on them, kind of thick, and I put them under there until they kind of charred a little bit. And y'all, but anyway, I got a call. Durwood was coming by. Y'all, he had offered to trim my bush. Beep! Freddy, that is vulgar. No, I've got a bush out by my back porch that part of it is just dead as a doorknob. Beep, Freddy. A bush from Walnut Hills. Well, sort of. It's like, y'all, it looked like a haunted house. And he came over and we worked on cutting that. And by we, I mean he cut it and I drug it to the street. Y'all then He came in, and we had, y'all, I offered him, I said, Derwood, would you like some barbecue ribs? He says, oh, you're tempting me. And y'all, so we sat down, and just off the cuff, had some barbecue ribs, and I had one of those Caesar salad kits. And we just, we had that. Nothing planned anything. It just happened. And y'all, I gave him a taste of my chow chow. Bee, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, he loved it. Y'all, it's delicious. It is just delicious. I'm going to try to get the recipe. But anyway, then he left. I tried to get in touch with young Nicholas, and y'all couldn't get him. Y'all, evidently he worked on Saturday and came home, and y'all, he was out. He was out like a light, and y'all, he must have slept. I don't know. I got a message from him. I sent him a message on the Grin Doctor saying, why are you ignoring me? And about 11 o'clock, I got, I'm not ignoring you. I fell asleep when I got home from work. Y'all, he must have had an 8-hour nap. Anyway, Saturday night, I watched some of that Fosse Verdon, it was good. I've got like three more episodes left. I watched about half of it and, slept pretty good, Saturday night. No issues that I recall. Got up Sunday morning, y'all, I made shisha meat rice. Because I made some rice so I could have rice and gravy with my cube steak. And y'all, I cooked me some Bafran made shisha meat rice. Now, y'all, I know Peter G. remembers how to make shisha meat rice. Y'all, you fry up the bacon. You pour off some of the bacon grease, but you keep some of it in there. And you kind of pour a day-old white rice from the refrigerator in there, and you just kind of warm it up, and it kind of sticks to the bottom, and you kind of scrape it to get some of that crispiness and everything. Then you crumble the bacon up on it and put a little salt on it. Y'all, just it's a little bit of heaven. Little bit of heaven, and I don't know what it means. It's kind of like Poopa Lizzie. Don't know what it means. Beef, Freddy. Anyway, and y'all, then I did my nipple walk on Sunday, midday, and y'all, I've just been sitting around the villa here. I got my shower, and it's just been a lovely afternoon. I'm gonna have cube steak for my supper, maybe some broccoli or something like that. But y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I just want to remind everyone that this for right the 12th, y'all, that is the deadline for little shows to sign up to be part of the Pride 48 June event coming up the 26th through the 28th at the end of the month. Just go to pride48.com and hit participate. Yes! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Keep your head up, your chin high, and just take some deep breaths. Turn the news off a little bit. It's important that you take care of yourself. Yes, Big Freddy, now could you go and crop dust somewhere else, please? That's not very nice. Anyway, y'all, At the beginning of today's little show, people don't talk like that, Poodle. You heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time, and Mr. Cackle, what have you got to say?
Big Fatty.
The chronic crop duster.
Big Fatty, they just talked about you being a crop duster, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.